Good afternoon, here on KMA, Larry Shannon, and we're talking with an expert who can tell you about job strategies. If you're out of a job, you want to get back into the workplace, well, this is the lady that can help you, Dr. Arlene Barrow. Is that correct?
That's correct, and I'm based in Los Angeles.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into the consulting business for creative strategies for jobs, et cetera?
Yes, I'll be delighted to do that. I have a PhD with distinction from UCLA. I'm an educator and an educational psychologist. And I actually began the creation of my Right Fit method in 1995, where I myself changed careers. After spending many years in high-level management in the healthcare arena, I decided that I would join an executive search firm, and subsequently, I did found my own search firm in 2003. What I recognized was that people meaning my colleagues, were sending lots of resumes to employers for the employers to decide who would be the right fit person or persons to interview. So I said, I'm going to take another route, which is I would only send one candidate, the right fit candidate. So what I would do is I would create the blueprint of the right fit, and I would coach the candidate and prepare the candidate to be the right fit for a particular position. And over again, with great success, I placed one candidate in a position without having to show the employer many candidates. And a huge success was with the founding editor-in-chief of WebMD, who wrote forward to my book, Win Without Competing. I placed 40 candidates with him, and all worked out. So what I did was I then started coaching candidates by themselves. In other words, I became their career coach, and it had nothing to do with my client employer because I wanted to teach them to do what I do, how to use my right fit method. So, for example, in these troubled times, we have millions of people unemployed. The question is, how will they differentiate themselves from others? If they blast their resume from Burbank to Bombay, that won't work. You know, across the email, Larry?
That just
won't work. Because quite often, real people aren't even looking at these blasted resumes. So what they have to do is they have to take a new approach. They have to, first of all, take the opportunity, especially if you're unemployed, to figure out, do you want to pursue the same career and the same job as you've been doing for a number of years? Or do you want to figure out a new core identity for yourself to determine what is the right fit job for you right now? Coming across as desperate and feeling desperate won't help. People need to adopt a new mindset. A new mindset of there is no competition, there's only yourself, you can win without competing. So this is what I advise people to do. First of all, identify the job that's the right fit for you right now. Second, when you see something that you want to pursue, don't send your resume first. Research the company on the internet, pick up the telephone, call the person to whom you would be reporting, and perhaps you may not know that through the ad, especially if there's just an HR person listed to contact. So you're going to have to do some sleuthing around here. That's where some creativity comes in, to figure out the person to whom you would report to, call, tell the assistant that you want to speak with this person. If the person is not available, arrange a time to speak. And when you're on the phone, you want to ask questions to determine what the job really is. You know, we assume, and quite often our assumption is incorrect. It's basically a myth that the employer knows exactly whom they want to hire. That's not necessarily true. That's why they like to interview lots of candidates, compare and contrast, and figure out whom they would like to hire. The problem with that approach is, if they're all the wrong fit, and you compare and contrast, you'll still hire the wrong fit. So it's the responsibility of the job seeker, when he or she is calling the employer, to basically flush out the details of the position, and then to show how he or she matches the specs. And then if there is a good match, to arrange an in-person interview right there and then. Subsequently, take your resume and modify it to show why you are the right fit. And the focus should be not on process, what you've been doing, but on outcomes, what you have achieved. Frequently, I receive lots of emails from people who are unemployed, and they begin the email with a statement to the effect that they've been working for 20-something years. Well, that doesn't really tell me very much. That only tells me or indicates some idea as to the person's age. But I don't know what the person has accomplished or achieved. So figure out what you have achieved and focus your resume on your achievements.
So that in other words, you have to be very specific in just about everything that you write down in that resume.
Absolutely. You want to eliminate stuff that people don't need to see. So, for example, you don't need to go back for 30 years. You can put a brief summary at the top, basically giving a thumbnail sketch of what you've achieved. And then in terms of going back with respect to your career, usually going back 10 years, or maybe 15 is enough. The employer wants to see that you have job stability, not just how many years you've been working and what you've been doing and achieving.
Let's take a break real quick, and we'll be right back with Dr. Arlene Barrow.